Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, la ilaha illa Allah, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters. We have been blessed with the greatest day of the year, the day of sacrifice, Eid al-Adha. And since this is just a day, we use it as a launching pad to change our lives and improve our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not just limit it to our amal for that day. In our dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we frequently deal in two different ways. One, when we are faced with a situation, we see what pleases us and what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we discussed yesterday. And the obvious thing to do is to do that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not to displease Him, which is part of the overall taqwa that we have, the conscious awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times, to do that which is pleasing and not that which displeases Him. And that's actually the lowest level. What we should be looking for is opportunities to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not how not to displease Him. While that too is very virtuous, but the next step is to be an opportunist, to look for every opportunity to do that which is most pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, in the month of Ramadan, that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most is fasting. At the time of Salah, that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most is doing Salah. On the day of sacrifice, that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sacrifice. In the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, the first 10 days, that which pleases Him most is the dhikr, as we talked about. We also have to look at every other opportunity. For example, if a brother is in need of something, that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most at that time is to go and help him and try and fulfill his need. When a guest visits you, that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most is that you do ta'zeem, or you honor your guest. When someone falls sick, that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most is to go and visit that person and to encourage them, and to encourage them to have sabr and to do dua for them. When your mother calls you, that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most is to respond. So at every moment, we have to be an opportunist looking for that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most. Today is the day of Jumu'ah. Friday, that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most, besides of course the fara'id, in Salatul Jummah and the other salawat, is to send salah and salam on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that's what we should be competing in every single day, to make our life and time valuable, because nobody knows how much time is left. Yesterday we had the tragedy, over 700 of our brothers and sisters perished in a stampede in Mina. When they left for Hajj, did they expect that? No. So we don't know. We don't need a stampede. We don't know when the Malakul Maut will come. And therefore, while we have the opportunity, we have to be opportunistic and make the most of it. So it's very, very important for us to know that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be looking for it. If a masjid is being built, be the first one to have a share in it. If there's any good cause, you should be looking for them so that you take the lead And preferably it should be done from behind the scenes so that there is ikhlas in it. But sometimes it has to be done openly to encourage others. So that's very, very important that we always be looking to see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be pleased and what He would be most pleased with. And that is what true tawheed is, because if in our qulub, in our hearts, there is no one and nothing other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the primary goal, then we will always naturally be looking at nothing else and no one else to please. And that is what the actualization of tawheed is, which we have in the example of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and of course Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given both of them a similar title for us as the best of example. Everybody knows what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But He also said, قَدْ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمٌ. That indeed, the best example for you is in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Is Ibrahim alayhi salam, similar to what he said for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam. And their whole lives were dedicated to actualization of Tawheed. And what does that mean? That means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure is foremost goal in my life. And everything else falls by the wayside. Now, while doing that, of course, because we have engagements and relationships that are horizontal with our family, with our workers, all of those still fall within that. That I go to work with the intention of doing it in the way that would be most pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I'm with my family, I treat them in the way that would be most pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they are not exclusive, but they are inclusive. Every relationship that we have is subservient to our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is that of abd trying to please his master. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq and awareness of everything that pleases Him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to those who seek. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us opportunities. And sometimes initially we don't realize that this opportunity is being given. And I usually give the example of charity, that sometimes you get so many appeals that you suffer from donor fatigue, that, oh, how many more people will ask? And you start feeling inside some constriction that, you know, I don't want to give anymore. Instead of seeing it, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees in me something that He keeps giving me more and more and more opportunities. And then with what jazba, with what feeling you participate? Is it just out of compulsion or is it out of enthusiasm to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So we have to analyze all of those things, and going forth we should, you know, always be seeking every single day what is it that would please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most at this moment. If it is time between Asr and Maghrib, it is time for dua and dhikr. If it is a blind man trying to cross the road in traffic, it is to help that person along the road. So at all times we should look and we should be aware, and that is the actualization, active application of tawheed in our lives. Tawheed is not just that Allah is one. Allah is one. It's not just that Allah is that Allah is, whether we exist or not. That is part of His rububiyah, of His lordship. But what we are account, we are not asked about His rububiyah. We are asked about our ubudiyah. How did we manifest our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, showing Him absolute submission to His tawheed? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us and give us plenty of opportunities and make us aware of those opportunities so we take advantage of it and we do it with enthusiasm and wanting to do more and more to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and of course to also stay away from that which displeases him. So we continue on these 3 days, and we continue with the dhikr of and takbir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till the 3rd day, Asr time. And then this is also a good time to look forward and plan so that we continue with these feelings that we get and these special opportunities, windows of opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens these holy days, and try and make every day of ours a holy day in that which we have pleased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.